Copy 327 mobile. It's 938.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Interstate 5 southbound, but I'm actually on Vine Street right now.
Copy. Well, you can't miss me. I'm in the Schneider truck.
Oh, okay. I just pulled. I don't see the freeway now, but it'll be in view here in a second again. Well, cool. So you're tooling around in a truck working GMRS. What's your destination?
I'm on my way down to Phoenix, Arizona. I'm a semi-truck driver, if I need clarification.
Yeah, I figured that out all on my own. I knew Schneider did freight on the roadways, so I figured that out all by my lonesome. Over the road trucking, I had a good friend that used to do that for Swift.
Copy. I heard they're not the best company to work for, but they're good for starting out with getting your 3 years in and jumping onto a different company.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I guess it wasn't Swift. But somebody else he worked for. I can't remember. Trucks were like blue, light blue. But he was out at upstate New York. But he did over the road for years and years and years. He covered all 50 states in a short amount of time, I think.
WRUK 938 for identification. Sounds like you're talking about Martin Trucking. They're the only ones I know of with light blue trucks.
No, it wasn't Martin. I'll think of it here in a second. But yeah, he was a character. He's a ham radio operator, and every time he'd come into town, I lived in Southern California at the time, he'd come by, and he knew the wife and kids, and eventually he had a, it's a long story, but he had an adventure into Russia. He was going to try to start an import-export business with Russia when they had kind of opened up to us with Glasnost and all that sort of thing. And he wound up bringing home a bride from Russia, Olga. Man, it was quite the drama, let me tell you.
Copy. I've met a few people like that. They go over there to do something, come back with a wife.
Yeah, she was a character. He was madly in love with her, and so she came over to the States, you know, seeking freedom, no doubt. We had them over for dinner at our house, and they got to know our kids and the whole works. And she rode around him with him in that truck for I don't know how long. Probably I don't know if it was she stood it for a year, but she's like, okay, I've seen everything now. I got to get out of this truck. So she dumped him and moved on. It broke his heart.
Copy. That's part of the territory when it comes to trucking. If you're lucky, you'll find that one who's got trucking in their blood, too, and you make the perfect team drivers.
Yeah, I've talked to them on the radio, the husband and wife teams, and if they both enjoy it, what a beautiful thing that is, right? Companion, and both of you making money, I don't think it gets any better than that, if, you know. But I wasn't that lucky.
Copy.
So how far down the Interstate 5 are you now?
I just passed through Grants Pass area. I forgot what mile marker I'm at.
Yeah, when you go south, or kind of start heading towards the east, this repeater on Gilbert Peak winds up in a shadow, and you'll start getting some picket fence about quarter of the way to Medford. And then you'd have to switch over to Elk or something like that. There's a good machine that covers that area on Baldy, but hardly anybody's ever on it. But anyway, it was nice talking to you. And keep the shiny side up. Name here is Wes, Whiskey Echo Sierra. And I'm getting away from Interstate 5 on Merlin Road. So have a great afternoon. Good day for driving. Nice and clear and dry. Here's WRKU 327. I'll be listening out.
I copy there, Wes, 327. You've got Whiskey Romeo Uniform Kilo 938 Steven. And yeah, it's starting to get a little scratchy on my end, so I'll be clear of the repeater.